Who would be a good fit for Aaron Rodgers at head coach?
Aaron Rodgers has been the head coach for the last 9 years.
Interesting.
Okay.
Just joking.
That was Winston Moss with the NFL on Fox.
He's in good spirits and lost his job.
Sunday pregame. And joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, embedded Green Bay football reporter. Find his work at 1057FMTheFan.com. Mike Clemens joins us now. Mikey, how are you this afternoon?
Leroy, how good was Winston when he was a linebacker for the Seahawks back in the day?
Oh, he was pretty good. He was pretty good. Yeah,
good dude.
Yeah, his brother played with me at Florida State.
Oh.
Yes, his brother or a nephew, one of those Mosses, played at Florida State with me. Yeah.
Well, so, you know, when we were able to go do more one-on-ones with these assistant coaches, and you remember when I had that clip from Winston, and I said, yeah, what about Nick Perry, man? You know, did you see any progress in the offseason? And he said, Nick Perry hasn't shown me nothing.
I remember you told me that, yeah.
All right. I mean, I've got a microphone on his chin. Pete Doherty's standing there next to me. And then, thanks, Winston. He walked up. And then he kicked the wall like, what did I just say? But, you know, we played that on the air. Of course, then later we find out all the injuries that Nick Perry was playing through. And he came back and actually had a decent year or two and then got the contract. But then, of course, another injury plague season this year.
Yep.
So Winston Moss is on Fox. And, you know, it's a week ago tonight, right about this time, he gets fired after he puts out this tweet that you don't need an offensive guru in Green Bay. You need the leadership, Lombardi standard, you know, for 12 and everybody in this building. It's a strange account why he says, well, it's actually directed toward the fans. I'm not sure what that meant. Now, Winston went into this period, though, in the last year and a half where maybe Mike was telling him, look, I don't want you assistants saying anything to these guys when you're up there at the podium and all that. And we would just ask basic questions like we'd ask in the Bay. Hey, give us an evaluation on Greer Martini, you know, something like that, a kid in camp. And he would just mumble and whatever. And finally we just said to the PR staff, if he doesn't want to talk, then, you know, you don't have to bother about bringing him down. And we didn't talk to him for the rest of this year. And so he kind of went hot and cold like that. Well, now he's on the networks. Who knows? Maybe he's trying to get an analyst job or something. And he was asked, okay, in the 13 years you were there in Green Bay, because he was he worked alongside Mike in New Orleans. And then Mike goes to the 49ers for 1 year and then gets hired as the head coach in Green Bay. In those 13 years you've just finished in Green Bay, how much of a divorce, how much of an argument did you see between Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know the dynamic in the relationship with Mike and A-Rod. I got to deal with Clay Matthews.
He might be opening for you, Rami.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's coming down. He'll be an opener for an open mic or something like that.
He's got to work on the material, but the delivery is strong.
Yeah.
The delivery is strong.
Mike, I would have pressed him on that, said, if you got to deal with Clay Matthews, well, why did you tweet about Aaron?
This is why we need you on the network.
That's true.
That's true. An excellent question last hour with Bakhtiari on that 29-yard touchdown run from Aaron Jones. Because I saw that. I mean, that's a hell of a block that he's been, kind of a pick block.
Yeah.
Pulling from his basketball days. But that's what the good ones do. Even Tauscher, man. Tauscher played center in high school basketball. He actually had a pretty good team. You wouldn't think of it the way he was built, you know, like the Pillsbury Doughboy. But that's why that guy's footwork was so good for many years at right tackle.
Dunk a basketball, Mike.
Yeah. We really don't know about some of these things until what? They're former employees. I mean, whether it's the company you're working at or whether you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on behind the doors with the Green Bay Packers. So Winston Moss, it's like, I mean, let's get real now. Aaron Rodgers, good coaching staff, good head coach. 2010, you go to the Super Bowl, and just always the bridesmaid for the next 8 years. What was the main reason why you guys didn't get back to a Super Bowl?
Ted Thompson has a draft plan. He has a way of going about his whole draft process. Brian Gutekunst this past year has a draft process. Now you have to question whether that draft process is putting the players on the field that is given A-Rod and the rest of the Green Bay Packers the best chance to win. You can say that we've drafted defensive players high for the last few years. And so for whatever reason, are they either panning out or are they getting injured? You can make a case that the Packers are drafting for the defense, but and I'm gonna take you back to when I got there in 06. When we got there in 06, there was some talent there, but the losing was not happening. And right. So they brought in McCarthy, and so we drafted A.J. Hawk was the first guy ever drafted by the Packers. We had Nick Barnett. Yeah. We had Al Harris. I want to say we had Cullen Jenkins. Our first free agent was Charles Woodson. As time went on, either we let the players go, we moved on from them, and we haven't replaced them. Nick Collins got hurt. The guys that were drafted were Ted is in the grooming philosophy.
I've got to wonder, and when they say, hey, maybe Russ Ball could be the new GM, and that's when McCarthy says, if that happens, I quit, which means I'm not doing this Ted Thompson way anymore. And so in a way, I wonder how much Mike McCarthy is satisfied that he's out of there and needs a new environment.
Yeah, I said that right after it happened, Mike. That they in a way did Mike McCarthy a favor by doing it when they did it. Like, why should he? What does he have to gain from playing out these last 4 weeks and going through everything that goes into a season like this, and then going up to the podium and trying to answer questions that he really has no answers to for 4 weeks?
No.
If I'm Mike McCarthy, once the gut punch wears off, I might even call Mark Murphy and say, you know, thank you,
box of cigars,
thank you for doing it when you did it. I really appreciate it. It was probably going to happen anyways.
So despite the tweet a week ago tonight, Winston Moss, nobody more loyal to Mike McCarthy than that guy. And if both those guys were disenfranchised, yep, that's why Winston's no longer part of the plan. So I'm telling you, you know, we're going to talk about having to take on the Bears, their tremendous performance against the Rams, 4 intercepted passes. They nailed Jared Goff for the safety, Khalil Mack all over the place, and having fun with the sleigh ride play, you know, half dozen defensive linemen. Fake it to Akeem Hicks, you know, just like when I was standing in the back of that end zone in 1985 and Gary's out there playing for the Packers and they bring in the fridge and they hand the damn ball off to him and the defense is standing up like, oh, how do we stop this guy? You know, really even the refrigerator Perry playing fullback. Instead, they fake it to Hicks and they lob the pass to the backup offensive tackle. They are having fun in Chicago.
Yeah, I like that dance my guy did once he scored.
They even had the dance down.
Rode the pony.
They practiced that play in Friday's practice. I mean, Nagy's is right where he needs that place to be. And he gave the game ball to the fans because I thought when I watched the second half, Ron, because I just, you know, got back from Lambeau.
Right.
But, you know, I think if I'm not mistaken, the Bears fans are louder than I've heard in years.
Oh, yeah.
Gave them the game ball.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So that place is cooking, and you know, and Green Bay is going to need everything they need to try and pull off a win this coming Sunday. They got the 3, you know, the injured offensive linemen, and all those kinds of issues we'll talk during the week. But I'm telling you, this is what's been going on for 4 or 5 months. Is Murphy's like, okay, I'm probably going to move on. He's already got that consulting firm that's looking. You know, the Packers, the last 2 guys they hired had previously worked in Green Bay. Mike Sherman had been a tight ends coach.
Yep.
Mike McCarthy had been a quarterbacks coach. So when Favre today says Daryl Bevel, that's not silly.
Right.
That's not silly.
No, not at all.
Because when they announced Mike Sherman, Mike Sherman is the next head coach, some tight ends coach. We didn't remember him. So and Daryl, I mean, you know, he had a lot of success with the Seahawks, except for that Marshawn Lynch, you know, instead of trying to throw in a pass play against,
you would have had 2 Super Bowls.
I think that was Pete Carroll's fault, by the way.
I agree.
We don't have time to rehash all that, Mike.
I know. Yeah. But you know, right. It's just amazing how it's all connected. So, and I'm going to be posting a story here. Andrew Brand, another insider.
You, yep, know,
you get the best information from the former guys. He says that when McCarthy was hired, they talked to 8 or 9 guys. They talked to Wade Phillips because he was an old friend of Ted's. They talked to Brad. They wanted to talk to Brad Childress, but he got hired earlier in the week by the Vikings. It came down to 2 guys, Mike McCarthy and Sean Payton. And McCarthy got the job because he'd been a former Packer.
That's Mike Clemens. Find his work.
Sean Payton really wanted that job.
1057FMTheFan.com. He's on Twitter at
Good
Mike
stuff,
Clemens
Mike.
NFL. As always, always appreciate it.
Now go get you something to eat. You know you're going to eat. He got some Popeyes sitting on his lap right now.
Boy, you're reading my mind. See you, big show.
See you, Mike. Sitting in the Wendy's drive-thru right now.
We should just turn him loose at Roberts and see what happens.
And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Why do you want to do that to Paul Roberts? Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank. They'd be out of jerky. Dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.